In the Voice of Russia World Service, welcome to our weekly feature, Folk Box, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko. Who Lives in Russia? Our series within a series continues. All the peoples of Russia, and that's over 100, are what we focus on here. Their customs, habits, favorite dishes, national costumes, and of course, songs and dances. All this in our series. In Siberia alone, that unbelievably beautiful and vast area of our country, there live just under 50 very interesting peoples. But for this program, we chose to tell you about perhaps the most intriguing of them all. We call them Yukagiri, while they refer to themselves as Odul or Vadul, which means strong or powerful. It is said that in the long ago times, Neolithic, this was a vast people that spread across almost all of Siberia, from the Ural Mountains to the Far East, from Altai to the shores of the Arctic Ocean. These days, they populate small areas of Yakutia and the Magadan Peninsula. By the 20s of the 20th century, there were but 400 people left, while today, the Yukagirs number around 2,000. The Yukagir folk are believed to be one of the most ancient Proto-Asian peoples, from which almost all the peoples of the North Siberia and Northern Asia originated. They have a great many features in common, but the Yukagirs have a lot more that sets them apart. As to why, well, nobody can really say. But any expert will confirm the language of the Yukagir simply has no analogues in the world, and the same goes for their music. It is cold in my land, sings the old Yukagir hunter man. And that's certainly true. The winter temperatures here can go below minus 50 degrees Celsius. The old man inherited his trade from his distant ancestors. Residents of the tundra since time immemorial hunted for wild deer, while folk of the taiga hunted fur-bearing animals. For many centuries, and to this day, they hunted strictly adhering to a set limit. To overstep it was considered a sin and was severely punished by the commune.
And
Man and surrounding nature, their interrelationship. This is a whole philosophy that the Yukagirs espouse. According to it, the world is uniform and one cannot destroy its proportions. The universe consists of three worlds: the lower world, Nether, where forces of evil inhabit, and middle world, populated by people and all living beings on our planet. Now, the upper world is the dwelling place of spirits of our ancestors, steering everything on earth. Spirits of water, fire, of plants. The main one among them is the spirit of the tiger. Such is the tableau of the world as perceived by the Yukagir folk. It is no easy matter getting to the upper world. Total ethical perfection is required of you, and then you shall ascend to the upper world along a special endless stairway called Peidube. You will be able to converse with the spirits of perished relatives. Some of them have remained in human form, while others have taken on the appearance of woodland beasts or birds. A Yukagir, however, shall understand what they are saying, for he knows the language of all living things. Man's spirit is fire. Through fire, one can address mothers of the earth, the spirits, so the Yukagir people believe. And even those of them who are not familiar with the fire-worshipping rituals adhere to a very ancient custom. Thus, they will never walk between the glowing fire in the hearth and the elder of the family seated in front of it. Otherwise, this will take away the strength and powers of the entire family, they believe. Today's Yukagirs adore donning their national costumes. Firstly, it's comfortable, since in the terrible bitter frost, the fur hat, coat and boots made of reindeer fur keep you warm. Secondly, it's all very beautiful too. I don't think I've seen such multicolored fur clothes among any other Siberian or northern peoples. There is a change in color every few centimeters. Besides, everything is also decorated with embroidery, beads and fur applique. Strings of beads are also woven into their hair. Incidentally, in the case of the Yukagirs, both the women and the menfolk braid their hair. The men have one, the women at least 10 braids. And another thing the men and the women share is a love for one and the same decoration, a large metal or silver badge, which they fix on their chest. They call this ornament the chest sun, the sun that gives life, health to the children, and fortune to the hunters. It was always the principal patron of the Yukagir folk. And their best-loved holiday of the beginning of summer is Sahad Zibe, a feast worshipping the sun.
Thank you.
Generally, the Yukagirs have a great many curious customs and rituals. For example, this is how the matchmaking takes place. The matchmakers come to the house of the bride. The parents shall never enter negotiations unless their daughter has given her consent. Imagine, this was always the case with the Yukagirs, unlike so many other peoples. Now let's imagine her consent is granted. Then the parents of the bride invite the potential bridegroom, hand him an axe, and send him off to the woods to chop down a tree. Only dry wood, mind you. The bridegroom has to lift this tree by himself and throw it over the top of the Yukagir house, the Yaranga. And this means the tree should be thrown at least to a 4-meter height. If for some reason the parents do not wish this marriage to take place, they select a very thick tree for the potential groom to chop down, one he will not manage to lift up and toss over their hut.
Good job, young ladies. Good job.
The Yukagirs, a mysterious people with a language and music that are quite unlike any other. A people that hold on to their old customs and traditions and cherish the memory of their distant ancestors hailing back to the dawn of mankind. Children of the Yukagir folk today might receive a quite modern-day education and during studies live in towns for lengths of time, but afterwards they almost all return to their native land. The taiga and the tundra, that is where their spirit, their very essence is, so they say. The Yukagir is in Folkbox, brought to you by The Voice of Russia, World Service.